This is an audio description of part of No Title by Sarah Pierce, originally commissioned in 2016 by CCA Derry Londonderry in Northern Ireland. The work No Title consists of seven pieces. Six of these are filmed activities which Pierce completed with her parents as participants. Two of these filmed pieces have additional objects associated with them, which are placed on the floor. One piece comprises of a series of solid colour black ink drawings on white paper. These drawings are of various shapes, mostly squares and triangles, or some attempt in between. They are to be found on the other side of the separating interior wall of Barker Mill Gallery. As you enter Barker Mill Gallery, you will encounter the first installation called Exercise 1 Found/Object. To the right is a television screen propped up between the wall and the floor. This screen measures 83.5 centimetres long by 145 centimetres wide. The first half of the footage on the screen shows Pierce's mother and father sitting at a table which is covered by a blue-grey polycotton cloth. They both face the camera expectantly and execute an exercise where they must each name the object they are handed and then perform the gesture associated with that object or talk about a word associated with it. For example, shell, beach, body surfing. The second half of the footage has exactly the same audio, but it is instead displayed in white text on a black screen. Pierce's mother had been diagnosed with early onset dementia, so the exercise connects both the noun signifier, or name of an object, and the muscle memory associated with using it. Near the furthest end of the TV screen on the right-hand side, the same blue-grey cloth is spread on the floor. This measures 157 centimetres wide by 144 centimetres long. The same objects from the film are placed on the cloth. There is an approximate border around the objects measuring around a foot or the length of a ruler all the way around, and the objects are placed within that. From left to right, closest to the viewer on entering the gallery, the first row of objects placed on the cloth are a pair of adult-sized brown leather gloves, a slender glass, a salt cellar and pepper shaker with silver metal lids, and a speckled shell. The far side of the shell has a smooth conch-like shape and the near side has evenly spaced natural prickles along its curved ridge. Each of these objects is spaced at approximately 25 centimetres apart. The row behind these objects is comprised, again from left to right, of a cream-coloured ceramic teacup with a blue painted drip edge, pink flowers and a curved handle. Next is a man's watch, resting face up, both straps extended flush to the floor. It has a round white face and black leather straps. The last object in the second row is a necklace of round plastic beads in a cloudy oatmeal tone. The third row is comprised of a small metal hand bell with a dull patina on it and no clapper inside, and a bunch of ordinary house keys in brass. The final row behind all of them consists of a vividly electric blue toy car, half the size of a child's hand, and a squat cream-coloured enamel teapot with a calm green handle and green nub on its lid. Exercise 1, Found/Object, is a domestically set memory game. It also illustrates how dementia affects everyone in a community or family, since it involves Pierce's parents, her niece who filmed it, and herself as a director and facilitator.